Hi, and welcome to the Homeopathy Health Show here on the UK Health Radio Network. I'm Atik.
And I'm Nyla.
We're both professional registered homeopaths, and between us have over 25 years of professional practice in this field of healing.
The Homeopathy Health Show is the voice of homeopathy on radio and podcasts around the world, promoting and raising awareness of this truly unique system of healing and healthcare, which is suitable for all ages, young and old.
Every week, we invite guests from the world of homeopathy to come and share their experiences, their work, offer insights, and essentially talk all things homeopathy.
Visit www.ukhealthradio.com to listen now. To find out more about us, you can visit us at www.homeopathyinpractice.co.uk. And whilst you are there, do subscribe to our newsletter.
Be inspired.
And join the conversation.
So let's begin today's show here on the UK Health Radio Network, the world's number one talk health radio.
Real feel-good radio.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Homeopathy Health Show here on the UK Health Radio Network. And of course, it's available on all major podcast platforms. I'm Atik.
And I'm Nyla. Welcome, everyone.
Now, did you know that the show, thank you very much to all the listeners, because it is now the world's number one radio talk show on homeopathy. So thank you so very much. But hey, before we move to our guest, you know, I was thinking, what facts can I share with you? So here are a few, okay? So get ready, brace yourselves, because this is big news, okay? Did you know that homeopathy has been studied in space? Yes, absolutely it has. NASA has explored ultra-dilute solutions in microgravity, believe it or not, to understand how water retains information, something that can explain homeopathy's efficacy and effects. Now, another fact, did you know that the World Health Organization, WHO, has recognized, you know, when I say WHO, I always think of Doctor Who in the UK, but anyway, I'm going off on tangent. Did you know the World Health Organization has recognized homeopathy as the second most widely used system of medicine in the world? Woohoo, that's good news, isn't it? And ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't stop there, because did you know there are over 8,000 documented homeopathic remedies? And, you know, these range from plants, minerals, and, of course, animal sources, and even beyond, well beyond indeed. And the final fact is cold water memory. Did you know that some studies have suggested, in fact, it says some, but many, many studies around the world now have suggested and actually proven that water used in homeopathic remedies does contain an energetic memory of the original substance. So, hey, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Those were today's facts on the Homeopathy Health Show, because that's what we do, right? Caring is sharing. Over to you, Nyla.
Always good to talk about these facts, because they are in front of us and sometimes we just forget. Homeopathy is there to help everyone. And we are joined here today by Claire Gregory. We have, I think, scheduled and rescheduled a few times. But I'll tell you, before we move on to her, she's a registered homeopath with a BSc honours in homeopathy, whose journey into natural healing began over 20 years ago after a transformative experience with homeopathy during postnatal depression. Anyone who goes through this knows how it is, and it is not a little thing. We are so glad you found help there, and anyone who is struggling, there is help available. Please do connect. Since then, Claire has dedicated her life to helping others, supporting clients of all ages and walks of life. She's also the driving force behind Swift Homeopathy, a platform designed to make homeopathy more accessible for patients while offering vital support to practitioners. We'll talk about it today as well. What is Swift, and what led you to creating a platform like this? But before that, welcome to our podcast today.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me. It's great. As you said, we've arranged and rearranged, so it's lovely to finally get to see you guys.
Yeah, we finally did it. Hey, after I don't know how many doses of arnica was that, or aconite, but we managed, right? I think we went up to, we just about hit 10M, didn't we? And then we managed. So we were saved from CM.
Absolutely.
That was a homeopathic joke.
I do love your facts. I follow the show avidly, and the information you give is just phenomenal and fantastic, really useful.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind of you. Well, here at the homeopathy, it's like I'm going to plug Nyla and myself, but here at the Homeopathy Health Show, we really care and we want to make a difference. But these facts, Claire, you've touched upon something very close to our hearts, because these facts, many, 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 many people, millions of people, to be honest, don't know there's these facts. They think of homeopathy and they just think of perhaps somebody tinkering away in the garden shed. Seriously. And it's like, well, hang on a minute. We're talking about NASA. We're talking about the second largest system of medicine on the planet. We're talking about 20,000 annual graduates in homeopathy in India alone, 200,000 plus MDs. And it's like, wow,
Yeah, absolutely. I do think it is about our job, your job and my job is educating people with that information. I had it just yesterday in a shop. I met a friend and we were chatting and the question came up, "Oh, that's right, you do that homeopathy thing, don't you? That's so what is that, like herbs and things in bottles?" And yes, I stood in the middle of the supermarket. I didn't feel it was the right place to go into a whole blurb about what homeopathy is and how it works and why it works. But it just reinforced to me that it is education, and that's what we need to do. Spread the word.
And it's interesting, isn't it, what you've just said there, because it's about education. Yes, absolutely, it is. But it's also about, it's not education about homeopathy, believe it or not. It's education and knowledge about this is what you're capable of as far as self-healing is concerned. This is who you are. Find yourself and let's carry this journey together, right? Walk the walk, talk the talk, right? It's
I
amazing,
agree.
isn't it?
Absolutely. Taking responsibility for your own health is a very unusual concept. Of course, if you're working with a homeopath, your hand is going to be held in that journey of health and well-being. But trying to get people to understand that it is actually them and their body doing the work with the homeopathic remedies, it's just a completely different concept, isn't it?
It's just like we are made to understand that we are broken and we need to fix ourselves. But actually, we can fix ourselves. We are not broken individuals. We have been fixing ourselves for centuries and centuries. The surgery, and they have their space, they have their place in our modern medicine. It saves lives. But the thing is that bones were breaking 300, 400 years ago as well, and there were still treatments available, and bones could regenerate, bones could mend back as well. But
Absolutely.
we could always do that. Our bodies can always do that. We need help, we need support, but when the right support is given at the right time with the right potency, our bodies are absolutely capable of doing that. Just your example of, and you said, postnatal depression. What is happening in the body? Why is body going into this mode of, like, it's a time where you are supposed to be happy.
Yes.
You've given birth to a new being and you need to hold them. And instead of that, why is your body suffering?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, for me at that time, it was a very stressful time. It was my second baby, and I was trying to look after a toddler, and we were moving house, and there were lots of other factors to it. It was complete overwhelm, and I just felt so completely lost. But I absolutely knew with certainty that for me, allopathic medicine was not the answer, because on top of turning to homeopathy at that time, previously I had watched my own family, my mum and my dad, both unfortunately were not blessed with good health, and they went down the conventional medicine route and they took hundreds of drugs. My mum had a carrier bag full of medicines that her and dad used to dish out at every meal time, and two for you and three for me, and I watched this going on as a young woman growing up, and I just thought that can't be right. And I watched the side effects, and then another pill arrived, and then more side effects, and it was constant. So when the first time I really did feel poorly was with my postnatal depression, and a friend said to me, "Oh, why don't you go and speak to this lady? She'll listen to you. She'll understand what you're going through." It turned out this lady was a homeopath. I had no idea. I had never heard of homeopathy before. So I went in and spent an hour chatting to this wonderful lady who gave me this space to just be. And she listened and she didn't judge and she didn't make me feel inadequate or like I was failing as a mother or any of those things. She just held that space for me and gave me these little tiny white pills. And I was in shock. I was like, what's this all about? Anyway, 2 weeks later, that the change was phenomenal. I felt more balanced. I felt I was sleeping better. My irritability had gone. My panic attacks had stopped. I was able to function. In fact, I was smiling again. I felt happy. I was enjoying my new baby. I'm sure my toddler noticed the difference, and certainly my husband did. So yeah, it was an amazing. I was hooked, and I stayed with that homeopath for years. Both my children were treated with her. And it was actually her that suggested to me at one impasse in my journey that I should consider becoming a homeopath.
Brilliant. We have
So,
some inspiring people asking us or guiding us towards what is what we are actually meant to be. And anyone listening, please don't message what was the remedy because it is always individualized. That's why Claire didn't tell the name because the remedy that Claire needs might not be your remedy. So but the absolute beauty is that we hold the space. We as homeopaths, we listen, and then when we listen, we come to the remedy that they need. And how beautiful. It's just not they helped you, they help your family, they help your toddler. Like you said, you could smile again. This just putting this smile on someone's face is so important nowadays because we are living in a world where we are always thinking, oh, I have to do this, I have to do this, I have a big long list of things to do, and we forget to smile.
yeah, absolutely. And you know what? Smiling in itself, the laughing therapy now, actually just smiling every day can bring so much more to yourself, actually. It's a little bit of self-care that we can just practice every single day. Smile, it works.
And this reminds me of the time when I was young and I used to live in a house where there were uncles and aunts, someone was coming, other people were going, and generations used to live nearby. And older adults, they were smiling all the time by looking at the younger generation. They had this communication because us as mothers didn't have that much time. We have always doing something, and our grandmothers, etc., they had time, they had lived their life, they could pass on their wisdom to the grand generation, and it was so beautiful, and they were always smiling. I just this has taken me to various places, just this phrase of we can bring the smile back.
Yeah, I love that. I love that the image you're evoking there, that's just lovely. It's already making me feel nice and warm inside just to think that you've got that wonderful childhood memory.
It's so beautiful. Like, just I sometimes have these thoughts about my grandmother just smiling and going around the house, and we as because we were asking our parents for money to get candies, and they would not give, but grandmothers would give. They'd still do that. But the sheer joy of them giving us the small amount of money so that we can just sneak out and get the candy was just a pleasure. It was like those little things that we always loved and enjoyed. And that's what
Brilliant.
homeopathy does. Some small sugar pills and they will give you the joy back.
Absolutely, absolutely. I was blown away at that time at how quickly that particular remedy worked for me. And like I said, it didn't just lift the black cloud that I felt I was under. It helped in so many ways, in ways that I actually wasn't even expecting. That I think that's what sort of surprised me the most. I think sometimes you just don't realize how burdened you are with pressures and stresses. And for me, actually, one of the best things about the whole process was the time I spent with the homeopath. Just, having an hour to actually talk to somebody, and to have them or for you to feel like they are actually listening to what you are saying. For me, I think that is transformative, and it forms a huge part of the process of homeopathy.
Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It definitely does. I'm sorry I'm talking too much, but this is so close to me. The consultation, the time that we spend with them. And we see sometimes, I remember a few patients saying, oh, after talking to you, whatever remedy you're thinking about, please give it to me because I'm already feeling better.
Yes.
I'm already feeling the good effects. Or they just say, I just feel like my heart is lightened just by getting everything out. It even though homeopathy is not counseling, but just making them aware of whatever is happening. Go inside and just reconnect with yourself and give us symptoms. That
Yes.
is what we had a chat with Dr. Dinesh in India, a multi-dimensional approach towards case taking, that you go into your world of Atiq's world, a 360. You look yourself in a 360 angle, and you understand yourself. You start knowing more about it. And the remedies, they bring out the transformation that didn't happen because of any block in the childhood or any block at the birth of your child or any block that happened later on in university, in college, that the memory is stuck there, your body's memory is stuck there. And as soon as you elevate that, everything comes back into harmony. Your life starts feeling like I'm living, I'm not spending the life.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I get that reported back from my clients all the time, exactly that they feel that first consultation just sets the tone for the journey they're about to go on. And it's just phenomenal. Yeah, I love homeopathy.
I love homeopathy.
What can I say?
And when we say, someone asks, what do you do? Instead of saying, oh, I'm a homeopath, I always say, I'm Collie, my tutor. She said, actually, whatever I do, I just love it. I love my job.
Yes, there you go.
Not
That
many people say this, but all homeopaths, I know all homeopaths, they would say they love their job. I have to see, meet even one who says they don't love it. We all
Well,
do.
we all have good and bad days, don't we? We all have those cases that go beautifully and you soar. When you have a case that just goes exactly how you want it to, it's amazing. We also get the difficult cases that take a little bit more work. I quite like the challenge of those, but sometimes it can be, yeah, the challenge is hard when you're having to work through so many layers. You know, as human beings, clients are coming to us and they may come to us with eczema, or they're presenting with a particular complaint, but behind that there are so many layers, and it's our job to work through that, and it can be hard, particularly when there's some trauma involved and we're asking people to reconnect with a past trauma. Perhaps they don't want to,
I don't
but
want.
like you've said, we know there's a blockage there and we need to move through it. It's interesting that people are trusting us to work with them through that. But it's also very hard when you do get people who don't want to maybe touch on those areas. But I mean, we do get and the remedies help, don't they? The remedies help to open them and to give them the confidence to be able to revisit those spaces without fear of moving forward. So, yeah.
It's amazing homeopathy. We've touched upon it so many times. Well, of course we have. This is a homeopathy health show. Woohoo! But homeopathy is so progressive, isn't it? Because now research is showing, and this is clinical observations and research within homeopathy, that what was proven maybe 200 years ago as a remedy is so. This okay. Let me say it a different way. Actually, when we look at medical science and we look at medicines and all the research that's going in, and yet you can just take arnica, as a homeopathic remedy. You can use it for the indicated or the keynote symptom picture, and yet as diseases become more and more complex and undefined, the remedy unravels new facets which we did not know were available. And that's the beauty of nature, because everything is included in those healing substances, which makes homeopathy progressive, which actually takes me on quite nicely to something called Swift.
Yes, with.
Homeopathy is also Swift, right? So there is an organization called, there is a service, should I say, which is called Swift Homeopathy. And it's a very, very nice initiative that you have founded. So please do share, what is Swift Homeopathy?
Okay, so Swift Homeopathy is an online clinic primarily designed to offer acute care. So for minor ailments, for coughs and colds, sore throats, headaches, minor injuries, it's a service that you can speak to a homeopath immediately. And I mean literally within 1 minute of asking for contact, you are talking directly to a live homeopath. There's no AI involved here. And if you want to, you then go on and have a face-to-face consultation with that homeopath. So yeah, within a few minutes you are face-to-face with a live homeopath, getting the guidance and help and advice that you need to move forward. It's
This is
yeah, it's yesterday was our 1 year anniversary actually.
Oh, wow,
So,
congratulations.
congratulations. This is great timing, and it's been a fantastic journey. We've helped hundreds of people on their homeopathic journey. It's really heartwarming, but it's also showing that there is a need for this kind of service. One of the reasons I thought to set up something like Swift is twofold really. Firstly, I thought it'd be a really good way to educate people in a small way. So I sort of see Swift as a bit of a gateway into the bigger picture of homeopathy. If we can help people with some of their smaller ailments, some of their acute things that they then see really quick changes with, and potentially if we're working with them on, say, something like tonsillitis, and we get them feeling better and progressing within 2 days instead of 5 to 7 days, potentially they're going to think, I can use this, or we tell them they can use it for something more chronic. But they will learn that they've already had the experience. So they're already questioning, can I use this for my arthritis? Can I use this for my diabetes? Can I use it for any other chronic condition they may have? And yeah, we have seen so many of our clients come to us for just something very, very simple. And then they say, actually, can I work with you on something more serious? And was absolutely, let's work together. So yeah, the Swift is definitely there as that gateway, but I also found that it was bridging a gap in particularly here in the UK. The NHS, our healthcare system, is under so much pressure. And I did some statistics when I first started Swift, and looked at the NHS 111 helpline. It's important to understand that that particular service is just a triage service. And when you call in, they are just about putting you in the right direction. So you can be told to call an ambulance, or you can be told to go to your pharmacy, or you can be told to go away and do nothing. And some massive statistics on that. In January 2024, 1.9 million people called the NHS 111 service, and 12% of those people were told to go away. They were not even directed to a pharmacy. They weren't given any help at all. They were told to go and self-care, go and rest, and just you know, there's nothing we can offer you here. Go and have it. That 12% of 1.9 million is 240,000 people a month being left with no care. And I just thought, if we could introduce homeopathy to those people, that they're clearly not having something in an emergency situation because the triage isn't putting them in that space. I mean, I just think homeopathy would be a great way to help those 240,000 people.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, what a brilliant idea, because I also think if we can work together, as we just all we want is how to help people. If we can work together alongside NHS, alongside other therapies, we can actually make the population much more happier and content. What happens in the long term is if you treat the acutes properly, sometimes the chronic illnesses never happen.
Yes, indeed. And I had this conversation with Tony Pinkers of Ainsworth's Pharmacy. Ainsworth, we work quite closely with Ainsworth's. We offer them their out of hours service. So any clients of Ainsworth's that want some homeopathic advice when the shop is closed, they can contact Swift and Ainsworth's tell them to do that. And Tony and I always have this conversation about, is there any such thing as an acute, or is an acute just the preamble to a potential chronic situation? And so you're absolutely right. If we treat the acute properly, the very beginning of any illness, we are potentially stopping it progressing into something worse.
Yeah, definitely. There's so many things that are coming to my mind that I don't want to go through at this moment. As acute, what can lead to? So you know this, we as homeopaths know this absolutely what happens. But going back to Swift, it's a wonderful initiative. I think it is one of its kind in UK, because I know there are others, international ones, but this is the first one, if I know, in UK.
Well, we are looking at the UK market, but we do work internationally. And in fact, the homeopaths we have working with us are from all over the world. We have a homeopath from Singapore. We have some in Austria. We have some in Portugal, the US. We've got homeopaths from all over.
That's how you can work 24/7 as well, because
That's it.
we are not going to be awake. UK people are not going to be awake at the time when Singapore people need help, right? So
Right.
that's
Well, I mean, I have done a few night shifts because we all mix in together. It is what we do. But absolutely, that's how we are able to offer the service 24/7, 7 days a week. And it's like I said at the beginning, it's been incredible the amount of people we've have been able to help. And the other side to Swift, of course, is about bringing homeopathy to the public. It's about making homeopathy easily accessible for people, you know, and they just need to visit the website. There's a big button that says chat now. They press the button, and like I say, within 1 minute they are talking via a chat to a homeopath, and then they're off on their journey. It has been a fantastic journey to be part of it, actually. And Swift is, I just want to say, Swift is all about the team, actually. Although I am the founder, it's nothing without its homeopaths and the team, you know. And it's I, everything Swift was set up was to help homeopaths as well, helping people, of course, with homeopathy. But I also realised that talking to some of my friends and colleagues from homeopathic college and organisations, there's so many homeopaths out there that feel isolated, and they feel that they don't have anyone to talk to, and it's a very, very, it can be a very lonely profession. Most people are working potentially from a place at home, working from home. Not many people are in clinics where there's other people to communicate with. It's very isolating. So the other point of Swift was to support homeopathic practitioners to
This is
have
really
a
important.
place where they can come and hang out. We have at Swift, we have a weekly meeting and we all share information because everybody has got a different strength. And the and you said at the very beginning, Atik, caring is sharing is caring. That's exactly the ethos within Swift. We all share our strength with the others and we all learn from that. So we are continually learning and encouraging growth within the team. And that is really great to see homeopaths grow in their confidence and giving them exposure to things that perhaps they wouldn't have thought of, ways to enhance their practice. That's really good as well, helping the profession to move forward in a really positive way.
You've touched upon a very important thing there, mentorship and supporting homeopaths, because we homeopaths also need support. It's always good because we are community people. We like working with others. It's also helpful to learn from other people's experience. And we were actually having a discussion with the Society of Homeopaths about it because they are launching, they have, I think, started the mentorship scheme for homeopaths, especially the new graduates, for 5 years. They are going to encourage and help them to be in mentorship with other homeopaths who have been in the field for decades. And this can build their confidence. This can build the knowledge palette, and they will be helped in not only in their own practice. They can also go and talk about their patients. Okay, this was my way of thinking, and maybe this case has kept me awake for the night, etc.
Yes.
We can just mentorship doesn't have to be talking about cases. You also need help sometimes. Just
Oh,
talking
for sure.
about, discussing with others, just being part of a community, just like your
Yeah.
community, Swift,
And
where
that's it.
you are not only people who are working towards one goal, but you are there for each other. And I'm sure that you'll be helping whenever they need the help, whenever
Yeah.
they need the
Well,
support.
absolutely. We have a WhatsApp group that is constantly active. And you're absolutely right. There is lots of peer support there. And I'm actually a qualified supervisor, so I offer clinical case supervision as well. So there is so much help available, and that doesn't just come from me either. That comes from the other members within the team. We've got some homeopaths that have been practicing for many, many, many years. They've got so much experience to share. And their knowledge is phenomenal. But I wholly support the Society of Homeopaths mentoring and supervisor scheme. I think supervision has always been something that's really important to me. I was involved at the very beginning with the society in their focus group to work on what supervision is and how it should be received and what people want from supervision. So that actually enabled me to incorporate some of that within the Swift support network that we give back to homeopaths. And I think it's particularly important to help students, newly graduated homeopaths. I think I remember myself graduating, and then you walk out that first few weeks feeling all very confident, and then very quickly your first few clients, and you think, oh my goodness, I'm on my own. I've not got, there's no clinic to, oh, I've got nobody to ask. It's scary. So I think, yeah, student support is very, very important.
Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Cappuccino, latte, Americano, flat white, macchiato.
Just imagine, for less than the price of a single cup of coffee out on the high street, you could enjoy an award-winning online magazine every month with up-to-the-minute information on health and healthy lifestyle. Sounds like a good trade-off? Check out Health Triangle Magazine on the UKHealthRadio.com website. Just sacrifice a single cup of coffee every month.
Let's all put health first.
The station that makes you feel good.
Definitely is. There is one more thing that I wanted to ask before we move on the conversation. If a practitioner, you have told us how people needing support can get in touch, but if a practitioner wants to be part of your team, it would be nice if you can just touch upon that as well.
Sure. We've got on our website, we've got our clinic team page. If you click on the page, there's a big button that says join now. And that just you fill out an application form. We do vet all our homeopaths. We do make sure they have got good qualifications. All of our homeopaths have insurance. So we make sure that we are working with homeopaths that have got a good grounding in homeopathy. It doesn't matter to Swift if the homeopaths are newly qualified. I love newly qualified homeopaths. They come with such energy and renewed knowledge. I love it. So we've got a beautiful mix of, like I said, homeopaths that have been qualified for many years and some new homeopaths. And on the whole, I think we do have fun, you know, working together and trying to make the best possible homeopathic practices. And keeping that smile on everyone's face—that's important.
That's so important. You know, that actually takes me to you know that myself and Nyla have founded Homeopathy in Practice,
yes,
which is the educational portal, and then also with this show, the Homeopathy Health Show, we found over the years that bringing homeopaths together has made this connection where many homeopaths who didn't know other homeopaths who've been on the show have become friends.
Yes.
Now that's not collaboration. That's friendship and collectiveness, right? It's uniting, it's bringing homeopaths together. Because in the grand scheme of things, there's not many of us compared to the world population, right? Even though there's a lot. So
we need many more.
Yeah. So it's wonderful. And you know, the way that you've explained this, because sometimes just as homeopaths, you just need to talk. And like-minded energy, like cures like, or like treats like, let's say, or you know, whatever, like with like. have to be careful with the words, but you know, it's quite interesting, isn't it? Because that bond forms and that energy, it's like energy with energy, right? And it creates so much it's such a positive vibe, yeah, for want of a better word, you know. And that's so important, because it goes out and you feel supported and wanted. We support our patients as homeopaths, I'm talking now.
Yep.
Sometimes we forget that we also need somebody, right?
Yes.
Or we need more than one to talk, to converse. It's so important nowadays. And for those homeopaths, even whether you're a teacher or an author or whatnot, as we do, remember the Homeopathy Health Show is an open platform. So, hey, come on and let's work together. And, you know, as homeopaths, we're not alone. We have one another to talk to, and different skills and experiences and, you know, different experiences of life and how you got into homeopathy and cases and examples and wins and maybe not so good wins, you know, and maybe failures even as well. But that's what makes us, you know, as a community, as a global homeopathic community, doesn't it? To share and to really sort of learn from somebody. There's not a single person, including yourself, who's been on this show where Nyla and myself have not learned something. That's what it's about. I mean, we're students for life.
Well, every day is a school day, and we are constantly learning in the Swift community. I have met some phenomenal homeopaths. I'm now working with some amazing people who are making a real difference to their clients' lives. You know, we are bringing health and wellness to people, and it is really lovely to be able to communicate with these people on a daily basis. And like you said, we have ups and downs, we have the good and the bad, but we're all here together getting through it and helping each other and learning constantly. So we also, to enhance that as well, Swift, we do have a monthly guest speaker that comes in. And we've had some of the great homeopathic teachers. We've had, let me see, who have we had? Ian Watson came in to talk to us.
Oh, brilliant. He's been on the show several times now.
Yes, yeah. Ian. I love Ian. We had Ambika Waters come to talk to us about her colour remedies.
Brilliant.
That was a phenomenal episode. Who else have we had?
On the show as well. I love
her. She's such a wonderful communicator, such a soft nature, and really, really interesting. And my mind has gone completely blank about all the others we've had.
All right.
But it's just another way of introducing the team to maybe a new remedy or a new concept or a different way of thinking or a different approach. Again, about developing their skills. And we're super lucky that the Society of Homeopaths has agreed to acknowledge that our guest speaker time can form part of your CPD.
Brilliant.
So that's a really, really good, you know, that's great, because we're dodoing 1 or 2 hours a month. So your CPD is always kept up to speed.
Here. You know, the show is also part of the CPD points with the society now. So it's so nice to hear that as well. Congratulations.
Congratulations to you too.
We are doing 4 CPD points every month.
I think it's also important to ensure that homeopaths do CPD. Need to be keeping up to date with new approaches and new thought processes and new things that are happening. I mean, on one hand, you do sort of think we've got the organon and we've got the masters to learn from. Do we need anything more? But yes, already at the beginning of the show, Atiq was saying about NASA and WHO, and yes, we do need to keep up to date and in touch.
And I also think that we also sometimes we think that we know the old masters, but refreshing them is also very important. Sometimes we just read the Organon, for example, or Kent again, and say, oh, I'd never read this sentence before. This is so new to me. Or someone else comes and says, oh, I've read that in Kent about this remedy. I was like, no, I never read it. And then you go back and see, and the sentence is just there. You never saw it before.
Well, I did suggest to the team last week or a couple of weeks ago that maybe we should have a study group for the Organon. Yeah. And I'm not wholly sure whether there was fear and terror or joy that came back.
Jeremy Scher has been on. The show, the two-parter, is coming out soon. And we spoke about he's working on the Organon as well. So maybe just wait, because I think it's going to be in modern text, which is far easier to understand.
Exactly that. I think when I mentioned it, like I said, Rabbits in the Headlights comes to mind. It was just so many wide eyes. I think, and as a book, we all know it is the mainstay of our profession. But I don't think there is a homeopath that could quote you every single aphorism and know exactly what's in the book and understand it fully.
But again, we have the book.
Yeah. You've taken me back to a place where, for some very strange reason, my mind's gone back to vinyl records. I absolutely don't know why. This is such an 80s thing. But anyway, it would have been so nice, right, if video or, you know, audio was available during the time of Hahnemann and Kent and Boyericke. Can you imagine Boger and Bonninghausen and Clark? And wow, Alan, you know, can you imagine?
Yeah, to listen to them.
Seeing them, even if it was like 10 seconds of vintage footage, black and white. But Anyway, I don't know why I'm thinking that way. It's
No,
just nice, you know.
that's something nice to think about. I started reading Chronic Disease from Hahnemann, and I have to tell you, I have to read and reread the page and reread the page. And every time I read the page again, something new came out. Something new came out. It's like that text is the even just one word is not meant to be read as one word. There's so many meanings and such depths to it. And we have to go and understand and listen because at that time, people were not in a communication all the time. They were writing and communicating. So their text and their writing has absolute depth to it
Yes.
that we, because we talk so much nowadays, we sometimes lack. And that's why it's wonderful to go back to the original text, but understanding it in modern language. So I'm also looking forward to Jeremy's new Organon translation.
Well, I'm going to tell the team that they'll all be tuning in for those episodes for sure. Definitely.
No, definitely. So, we've spoken about Swift. We've spoken about, of course, your passion and the love for homeopathy. And wanted to ask you, really, a lot of students listen to the show. A lot of home prescribers listen to the show. A very large number of homeopaths listen to the show, and they're not just homeopaths, but from other modalities as well. What's, that one or two messages that you would give about homeopathy to someone who's never sort of What's that, what's the advice you would give? What's that golden nugget from your experience as far as try homeopathy, or this is homeopathy, or this is why it's homeopathy? I know that's a tough one, isn't it?
Yes, it really is. That's a big question. To students, I think I would say, if you're a student of homeopathy, congratulations. What a fantastic profession you've chosen to go into. Don't fear this. Embrace it and embrace the learning and go and absolutely go with it. And just know that there is support for once you have graduated.
Yeah,
Okay. So that's what
absolutely.
I would say to home health. To lay people, to patients, to people who potentially are just starting to use homeopathy or thinking about using homeopathy, I think my nugget there would be get yourself a remedy kit. Get some remedies to have at home that you've got on hand that you can use instantly as on the first sign of any symptom happening. You can use the remedies immediately, and then obviously that's where Swift comes in. If you're confused and don't know where to use a remedy, you contact Swift and we advise you on how to do it. Homeopathy is just a life changer. It doesn't just deal with your initial symptoms, as we've said earlier, it can affect so many more body systems and bring peace and harmony to your whole body. It is an holistic medicine. It is safe, it's non-toxic, it has no side effects. It is just about balancing your own body and promoting your own body's innate healing system. So there's all the reasons why you should use homeopathy.
And actually, that does now take us to the end of this episode. So, Claire, it's been an absolute delight to have you on the show. And from Nyla and myself, thank you so very much.
Yeah, it's been lovely to chat to you guys. It's been brilliant. Thank you so much.
Thank you for
Thank
coming.
you.
Thank you for joining us. I didn't know where the hour went. Thank you again.
It did go very quickly, didn't it?
Homeopathy. Have a
There you
lovely
go.
time.
We're
Thank
all
you.
three of us on a topic we clearly like to talk about.
Absolutely,
Thank you.
yes. Thank you. Thank you for joining us.
No worries. Thank you.
I do hope you've enjoyed this week's episode of the Homeopathy Health Show. Tune in every week for inspiring conversations, bringing you all things health and well-being to your radio and podcast apps.
The more exposure the Homeopathy Health Show receives, the better for homeopathy around the world.
And please do support the show by clicking follow on our socials.
You can find us at www.homeopathyinpractice.co.uk and on Facebook and Instagram at Homeopathy in Practice. Do give us a follow on there. Let's promote the voice of homeopathy around the world together. Until next time, stay safe and take care.